My name's Kim and I'm a compulsive overeater. I just thought, oh, it's a great opportunity for me to, you know, say where I'm at. And so I'm being totally selfish and grabbing the chance to do that today. I started probably about 20 years ago. I fell into an OA meeting in Kent. Very depressed, probably clinically depressed, probably about 2 sizes larger than I am now, somewhere in the region of 11 stone, quite suicidal. And the meeting was put together by 2 people from a sort of an AA background. And there wasn't nobody really wanted to talk about food, but thankfully there was a woman there who was able to sponsor me. Basically, I had no choice. She was the person that was available to be my sponsor. And I worked with her in a rather business-like manner. She took me through the steps, and gradually my life changed and got a lot better. The reason I come in the first place was I had that feeling of never being quite good enough. You know, when you go into a room and you just don't feel that you're as good as anyone else in there. I don't know if I'd sort of just acquired that feeling or I'd always had that feeling. And so most of my life was about trying to get people to like me. I feel quite sad about that today because a lot of energy went into areas, you know. It was quite abusive to myself, I'd put it that way. And I led a sort of rather hedonistic life of drugs, alcohol, sex, anything I could use to make myself feel better about myself. And I sort of gone off on this path and didn't quite know how to get back. And at the time, I'd even gone to college because a friend of mine was going to college. So my life choices had been based on what other people were doing. And I just felt that I was way off where I should be. I had a very nice job at the time. I'm just focusing on my lowest point, really, and what drove me to look for something else. Even though I had this really nice job, I found it difficult to be around people. It was quite a sociable job, but I would rather go home and buy large quantities of food, and my weekends comprised of binging, unplugging the phone. That was in the olden days when we had phones that used to plug in. Sort of retreated from life and completely lost my way, didn't feel good about myself. So luckily found this. I tried as the sort of medical route, which involved some therapy, and had to write down the amounts that I ate. And I tried, you know, the easier, softer ways, health farms, electric pads strapped to myself to make me lose weight. But I didn't mention to the woman that in between my treatments I'd been binging, so talk about insanity. So I kind of made the connection that it was more of an emotional thing. You know, I wasn't just a greedy person. There was something else going on. One of the doctors along the way had mentioned OA. You know, so fortunately I had found this OA meeting. And as I say, I was working my way through the steps with the one woman who was available. And I can't say it was easy. I found doing a step four very traumatic. I remember sitting outside her house in the car with everything I'd written, psyching myself up to go in, and it was like some massive confession. I just saw myself as a bad person and I just made lots of wrong choices. But, you know, stuck with it. Bizarrely, being a compulsive, obsessive person worked in my favour with regard to the programme, because I did become quite obsessed with it. And every workshop I went to, I wanted to be at all the events, and gradually, food retreated into the background. It wasn't the first thing I thought of, and things began to improve in my life. With regard to relationships, I'd always avoided. When I got to a certain point in a relationship, I would abort the whole thing, because when I felt someone was getting to know me too well, I'd sort of run for the hills. But I managed to get into a healthy relationship with someone, which I found horrendously scary. And they had... this guy had a son as well, so I, got into a situation where I had that relationship as well, which has been very wonderful in my life, because I had no children of my own. So things were changing, things were improving, my whole outlook on life was it's very different. I can now go into a room, I don't feel less than anyone, I feel equal. Have to be careful that, I don't sort of think that I'm better than anyone else, but and where I am now, what I have learned is stuff still happens, shit still happens, but I have a way of dealing with it now which doesn't involve food, which is a miracle. And I've just started a job, actually, funnily enough, with two girls yesterday. We just spent the whole day together, and it was like a journey of binging for these two girls. And one was saying, I'm going to start on Monday, I'm going to start my Weight Watchers again. So we went out for this lunch, and they both had a really big lunch, and then they were looking for ice cream. And, I was laughing to myself, because thinking, I'm the one that's eating three meals a day with nothing in between. And I'm supposed to be the one who's not normal. They're supposed to be the normal ones. But, they were marvelling at the fact that I could eat three meals a day with nothing in between. And there was sort of this crazy food behaviour going on. And I just feel really grateful that I don't have to do that, any of that anymore, And I tend to sort of block out what anyone else is doing and just internally chuckle to myself. With regard to life in general, I've got to the stage in life now where my parents have health issues, and being a very controlling person, I just wanted to sort of march into the scenario and organise their lives and, sort everything out. But what I've been able to do, with the help of this programme, is just to offer suggestions and keep handing over without trying to sort of control. I think the energy that I put into trying to control situations, and it is quite hard emotionally, My father has dementia. So, you know, that's kind of my thing that I'm dealing with at the moment. But I just take it day by day. And lean heavily on the programme, really. So it is life-changing, this programme. I'm a very different person to the one, you know, when I came in. And to my job today really is just to keep it fresh, just to keep reminding myself of who I am. So I come religiously to this meeting every Saturday. I actually have the job of setting the meeting up. So if I'm ever lying in bed early on a Saturday morning, think, oh, I don't feel like going today, I know there'll be a queue of people outside who can't get it. I've got the key. So that's a good service position to have. And happy to go to any workshops and, you know, just to... I don't want to forget for a minute that I am... I don't take it for granted. Every day I get up, I have to do it again. I haven't got it made, even though I've been coming a long, long time. That's really helpful. But on a daily basis, I have to get up in the morning. I drive to work. I sit in the car and meditate before I step out of the car. I speak to another OA person in the morning. So that's what I have to do every day, and that's absolutely fine. I'm very, very happy with that. Coming to meetings provides me with a huge amount of joy. I have these are my people here, I have that sort of level of understanding that I don't have in any other situation. So I'm kind of running out of things to say, really. I think I'll just leave it there, if that's okay. Thanks for listening.